Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and made by me too. I'm Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chance Show. And there we go. I get my volume up a little. Yeah, now I have it a little too high. Okay, I did an interview with Leo Brazil, a musician from, I think it's Huddersfield. And he'll say in the interview. And yeah, I got to see him last Thursday, I think it was. And I was very impressed by his lyrics. And his music was good too. But anyway, I'm going to play a song of his called Alone. And after that, we'll follow the interview. So here goes. Or not. Why? Oh, I know. I do this almost every time.
His trainer says he needs...
Oh, what's that? Just a minute. I don't know what's on here.
Bad knees or a metabolism that's slowed down over the years.
What?
He means well, but he doesn't understand what a 57-year-old body can handle.
Oh.
So what should my husband do instead?
Okay. YouTube was playing something, so I've stopped that. So let's turn that completely off, just so it doesn't start up again. There's another YouTube. Goodness me. I'm going to take a chance that that's not going to play, but if it does, we'll know about it right quick. Okay, so here's a track called Alone by Leo Brazil, and the interview, and then Totalitarian Blues, and then War on the Wild, and then War on the Wild, the band version, just so you can see the difference, because he does do different things. Anyway, here's Alone, Leo Brazil.
Drowning in the silence, I need to hear a voice begin. If only I was okay, and tomorrow was another day. Please lecture me on science, anthropology, and paleontology. It seems to keep away bad dreams, smash them to smithereens. To tell you I'm lonely, I feel less scared when you're speaking. You see, nobody is near, nothing is clear. If only I could put down the phone. But I fear these thoughts won't leave me alone, alone. I read all of the opinions, some I hate, some I agree with. I felt a powerless rage about things that I cannot change. I struggle to muddle through each day. Do I engage? Do I lock myself away? Head in the sand. Some things I will never understand. I'm not afraid to tell you I'm lonely. I feel less scared when you're speaking. You see, nobody is near, nothing is clear. If only I could put down the phone. But I fear these thoughts won't leave me alone, alone, alone. Bargains I save from the dustbin. Corners piled high with rubbish. Why did we keep all of this accumulating around us? Clutter comes from everywhere. The words on the tip of your tongue. you if only I could put down the phone. But I fear these thoughts won't leave me alone at home. Hello. I can't even be sure when they went away, gone for now, but I know they'll be back someday. Gone for now, but I know they'll be back someday. Gone for now, but I know they'll be back someday.
Today's guest is Leo Brazil, and he's been doing some gigs in Sheffield, and I went to one, and I quite enjoyed it. Leo, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Dale. I'm glad you quite enjoyed the gig.
Oh, yeah.
It was lovely to meet you.
Yeah. Where are you based?
So I'm based in Huddersfield, so just about an hour away from Sheffield.
Yeah, I thought so, but I thought I'd clarify that just to make sure.
Yeah.
Good. All right. And how did you get into playing music?
I was brought up around music, so my parents took me to a lot of shows when I was a kid, a variety of different things. Like, I remember sleeping under the table at folk clubs on a big pile of coats when I was a kid, and, you know, going to classical music concerts as well. And I was actually at Cambridge Folk Festival when I was about 3 years old in a backpack of my dad. We saw the Pogues, which I don't remember, sadly, but yeah, so I guess I've always been around it. And then when I was at infants or junior school, I remember my parents encouraging me to try and sign up for some kind of instrumental lessons. I think they wanted me to learn a brass instrument originally.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what that meant, so I signed up for violin lessons. So that was my first instrument. Ooh. Yeah. And then just listening to cassette tapes when I was a kid, I got a bit obsessed with the Beatles and David Bowie and started writing my own songs.
Sounds good. Does most of your music feature you and all the instruments?
It varies. So I made an album, I guess last year, which came out a month ago, officially, on which I played all the instruments, and that was a sort of a project from the end of a band and wanting something to occupy my time constructively. And I'm very lucky that I've got an amazing space that I can work in at home and lots of different instruments to use, which I enjoy playing. I've been hosting a jam night recently as well, which has given me a lot more opportunity to jam with other people on drums and, you know, lots of other instruments. But when I first started out, when I was, you know, a teenager, I'd do all my own home recordings on like a four track, you know, and I'd be playing all the instruments. So in a way it was sort of a throwback to that. That was kind of one of the features of this album that I've just done, that it's kind of a home brewed me on everything type thing.
Is that the Alone album?
Yeah. And that sort of became one of the kind of unifying features of it. I mean, like I set myself like a limitation early on, which was originally I intended it for it to just be me playing and singing on generally acoustic guitar or banjo. There's one song I wrote on the banjo. And the plan was for it to just be that and for to have it, you know, be very raw and... you know, sort of like you might be hearing the performance happening in a front room. And I've got a track history of sort of overcomplicating things. So inevitably, I then allowed myself a couple more versions of myself overdubbing like violin and keyboard instruments usually. And then there was one track I did drums on. So I wanted to keep it to kind of, I suppose, like an imaginary maybe trio or quartet of myself. But keep it all kind of sort of low key and folky, you know, not go overboard with the overdubs.
And then at the end, you had three tracks with an actual band. Is that correct?
I did, yeah. Yeah, so that was, yeah, it occurred very late when I'd finished recording the album and I was promoting it, because I was there. They're all musicians I've done different things with over the years. And it occurred to me that I should invite them to come and do a little live session. And it might be quite a sort of poetic thing, you know, the whole album being about sort of solitude and, you know, getting by yourself, to actually get some friends in and make something together. So, yeah, we did three of the tracks off the album we picked. And it was, again, I imposed some, because I think it's quite useful to put some like limitations on yourself. So I didn't want to make it like a studio construct. So it was a performance that happened in a room, you know. So we had a couple of rehearsals together with the other two vocalists who played cello and piano. And we sort of got things together, and then we got the bass player and the drummer in for the drummer came to the final rehearsal. I think we had three or four rehearsals all together, and then the bass player rocked up on the day and just learned the songs, immediately recorded them, because he's a jazz guy, so he can play anything. And you know, yeah, those kind of folksy songs were quite easy for him. But yeah, so it was a challenge to kind of record everything live together in one room.
Right. Well, I did listen to the whole album, and so you know that I'm featuring songs from it before and after the interview.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Great. Which song did you choose?
I have to take a look, but Alone was certainly one of them. And the War on something or other.
Oh, War on the Wild. Yeah.
Yeah, War on the Wild. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I played that one at the gig on on last week. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is your next project?
Well, I've got an album coming out. It's slated to come out in September. I've just finished mastering it, because I do all my own mixing and mastering in my studio.
Yeah.
And that is it's a band quartet, drums, bass, guitar and keyboards. And that's more sort of heavy psychedelic rock. Not too heavy. It's kind of sort of 70s influenced. I was very into Hendrix when I was growing up, so it's me sort of living out some of my Hendrix fantasies. you know, lots of backwards guitar and fun buzz. There's a bit of theremin on there. So that album is due to come out in September. We've already released a couple of tracks from it.
Oh, what's it going to be called?
Well, it's going to be an eponymous debut. So the band is called Bone Wars, which is named after, there's a, you might be familiar with the period in history, but it was, I forget the exact dates, maybe 1870s, 1890s kind of time, where there was these competing fossil hunters in the United States who were all trying to, find the same fossils and name as many species after themselves as they could. And that was called the Bone Wars. Which gave us the name for the band, which is quite a strange name, but it's well, I remember reading about that in a book and just straight away being, that's going to be a great song title. But it ended up being the name of the band. So I think that's what we're going to call the debut album. And it's all mixed and mastered and ready to go. I've done the album cover, which I did as like a piece of embroidery, because I love doing all the art myself. So it's sort of not felted, what's the word? Embroidery, I suppose, cross stitch, dinosaurs.
Is there anything you don't do?
I probably should learn to delegate and share responsibility, but I do just like to do everything myself. It's fun and I'm having a good time, so, you know.
If you can do it. Do it.
Yeah, that's great.
So I know the answer to this, but I would like to hear you say it. Where are you appearing next?
So our next public appearance for Bone Wars is at Sydney and Matilda, which is where we met, which is on this coming Wednesday, the 15th. Right. And it's our debut performance in Sheffield. It was only my second show as a solo performer in Sheffield last week. So right. sort of new to the Sheffield scene. But yeah, this will be the very first performance for Bowmore's in Sheffield. So we're opening the bill for, there's another sort of psychedelic band called Purple Dots.
Mm-hmm.
And another band called Charlie Mutz and the Lone Star Cavalry, who are sort of a bit Americana kind of country kind of vibes. Yeah, and that's at Sydney Matilda.
Right.
So get your tickets now. Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
I can recommend it from my own experience. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So can you give your website or how people can find your music to download?
Yeah. Yeah. So the central place, because I set up my own label, because I'm doing a few different projects like my solo stuff and the band. So I set up my own record label. So we've got a website, which is birdsandbeastsrecord.com. So, birds and beasts. Yeah. A lot of people mishear that as birds and bees, but yeah. birdsandbeastsrecords.com, and there's links on there to all the various social media channels, and you know, I've got a YouTube channel and we're on streaming and all the rest of it, but yeah, that's the central place.
Okay.
Got a mailing list, so that's the good thing to sign up to.
So is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion? Or do you think you covered it well?
Not really, just yeah, hopefully people like the stuff they hear. I have trouble sort of settling on one genre. You know, the Alone album's kind of a bit folksy, and the Bone Wars is a lot more sort of psychedelic rock. I'm working on some electronic-y kind of projects this year.
Right.
Yeah, if people like the kind of style that I work in, then yeah, check out the website, give us a follow, and come down to the gig on Wednesday. It's going to be a great night.
I hope whatever music you do, we can hear the lyrics, because that's what really got me. I was impressed by
good.
That.
Yeah. I mean, lyrics are, they're very important to me, so I'm glad that they came across and you could hear them.
Definitely.
Because, I know some people play sort of the music above the lyrics, but for me, the lyrics are very important, and the meaning of the songs. I tend to start a lot of songs with the concepts that I'm going to write about. And this year I've been trying to get into doing more writing of poetry and things like that. And so I try and set aside a bit of time each day to, you know, work on lyrics specifically.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm glad they resonated with you.
Definitely. So birdsandbeasts.com. And Wednesday.
Birdsandbeastrecords.com.
Birdsandbeastrecords.com.
Records.com.
Clarified it. Okay. And at the Bowmore's at the Sydney and Matilda, Wednesday, the 15th of April.
Yep.
Come on down.
Yep.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, amazing.
All right.
Yo, thanks so much for having me on the show. And
pleasure.
Yeah, really appreciate your time as well.
A pleasure.
So, cheers, Dale.
All right.
I am sorry you are feeling sad. Some days are good, some days bad. Some days I feel like giving up too. Times are tough, totalitarian blues. I didn't mean to make you miserable. I can't stand to see you cry. Emotions really rational, feelings can lie. Deceive, I believe we are free to choose. Pick your poison, totalitarian blues. This regime, it means to grind me down, 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 down. I am sorry you are feeling scared. life feels unfair. I wish it were true that things could only improve. Time is tough, totalitarian blues. I didn't mean to seem ungrateful for the good times we've had, but it's hard to remember and understand. With black clouds pressing down, when will they part? We're seldom seen sunlight to dispatch the dark. Old walls must fall. If only we knew how to hold on to totalitarian blues. This regime, it means to grind me down, 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 down. The walls won't stand forever. The walls shall not stop us being together. The walls cannot keep us in the shade. The walls we built but can't explain. The walls won't stand forever. The walls shall not stop us being together. The walls cannot keep us in the shade. The walls we built but can't explain. Sorry it has come to this. We missed our moment, but the worst of it is I would do it all differently, but I would change nothing to. No way to avoid totalitarian blues. I've no desire to dictate. I don't require control. Some things can't be saved, some dice demand to be rolled. Some walls spring up, spoiling the view. We've grown so distant, me and you. Can you count the years and how fast they flew? Passed in a flash, totalitarian blues. This regime, it means to grind me down, 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 down. The walls won't stand forever. The walls shall not stop us being together. The walls cannot keep us in the shade. The walls we built but can't explain. The walls won't stand forever. The walls shall not stop us being together. The walls cannot keep us in the shade. The walls we built but can't explain. Cannot change the past, only move on. Some choices cannot be undone. It was a war on the wild, my grandfather's wage. But still it goes on and on in the modern age. all feel pain, suffer the same. We shrug it away, it's a shame we say. But what can we do? We cannot change the past, that's true. Tomorrow is ours, we'll have to explain. We didn't know we did wrong. If only we could undo all our mistakes, begin anew. End our war on the wild, live lightly like nature's child. Change, will we ever learn? What will remain? What will return? The choice today is hard to make. So many lives the war will take. Either way, whichever we choose, when it's war with the wild, we'll lose. Hold on to hope, my friend. War with the wild will one day end. Hold on to hope, my friend. War with the wild. It away, it's a shame we say. But what can we do? We cannot change the past, that's true. Tomorrow is ours, we will have to explain to the children the choices made.
That was Leo Brazil. I did two versions of his War on the Wild. One, the last one was a band. Oh, whoa. Why are you doing that? Stop that. So eager to play these groups. Gosh. I did the band version of War on the Wild, and before that was the just Leo, more acoustic-based. So anyway, so on we go here. It was really interesting having the interview with Leo. I really enjoyed his music and enjoy it still. And be good to see him again at a future point. I can't tomorrow night because I have a meditation group I'm meeting with, so, well, that takes priority at the moment. So up next is Blue Ridge Cabin Home by David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. Then there's Fast Food by Jim Gaffigan. It's a comic bit. And then there's Our Little Town by Greg Brown, one of my favorite singers ever. I like his voice. Anyway, so here's that. We're starting off with Blue Ridge Cabin Home.
That's weird for me. Americans, we love to eat. You know, when we're not eating, we're chewing gum. We're literally practicing eating. Yeah, I got a big meal coming up. Training for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. That is all about overeating. I mean, one of the main dishes is actually called stuffing. Stuffing? What names did they turn down? Cram it in? Eat till you can't breathe? Am I the only one that doesn't feel comfortable with the fact stuffing is cooked inside a dead animal? Shove a loaf of bread up there. Delicious. Kind of a humiliating way to go out for the turkey. You're gonna kill me? Oh, it's gonna get a lot worse. You do not wanna know. My problem is I love all the food that's bad for you, like bacon. We know you like bacon. And fried chicken. You ever put a piece of fried chicken on a paper napkin, you come back and the napkins turn into liquid? Fried chicken can't be good for you, really. I mean, one of the serving sizes is bucket. Isn't that how we feed farm animals?
Yeah, I have a bucket of fried chicken, a silo of Pepsi, and a trough of pig slop. Make the pig slop diet.
Speaking of pig slop, have you tried one of those KFC bowls? It's like KFC as a corporation decided, you know, all our crap tastes the same, why don't we just throw it in a bowl? And I'll tell you, it's delicious. There's a layer of mashed potatoes, a layer of corn, a layer of cigarette butts, a couple of apple cores. It's like Charlotte's Web. Where's Templeton? Popeyes is my favorite fried chicken. I love Popeyes. I love that name.
Oh, I get it. Popeye was a sailor, and your food goes through me like a torpedo. That makes sense. Popeye ate spinach, and now I have dysentery. Popeye had muscles, I can't stand up.
Maybe they're not talking about the cartoon character Popeye. Maybe they're talking about what happens to your eyes after you eat the food. I gotta go to the bathroom. I eat the fast food, I do. It's amazing how our attitude on fast food changes. When you're a kid, it's your favorite place. But as an adult, you look at fast food like someone you used to date. I can't believe I ever went there. Then the next night, well, it's late. And I'm drunk, so... We're all so embarrassed to eat fast food. You ever go in there, everyone's sitting by themselves, they're hunched over, wearing a ski mask. Don't tell my wife I'm here! They know we're embarrassed to eat fast food. That's why they invented the drive-thru. Look, no one has to see it, just drive around back, we'll hand it out the window. That drive-thru is pretty convenient, right? Except for that final stretch for your food. You're like, can you bring your building closer to my car? Do I have to do everything? What a pain in the ass. Why is he reaching out the passenger side of the car? These fast food places are just so fast and easy, they've ruined me for regular restaurants. Whenever I'm in a regular restaurant, I'm always like, let's see, I will order the hamburger. Where is it? Sir, how would you like your hamburger done? Right now, where is it? And can you wrap it in paper so I feel like I'm opening a present? Or maybe put it in a styrofoam clamshell and present it like an engagement ring? I do. Too bad all the food at fast food places is so bad for you. I love how there's the option of a milkshake. You're like, well, I shouldn't, but I'm in a hurry. So I'll get a burger and fries, and to drink, I'll have the large cup of melted ice cream. Do you have an EKG machine back there? Most restaurants try and set a mood. You know, you go in there, you're like, oh, I feel like I'm in a Tuscan villa. Fast food places are brightly lit, smell like disinfectant, the furniture's bolted down. Where am I, a mental institution? I love the fast food.
Now the railroad came generations ago, and the town grew up as the crops did grow, and the crops grew well, and the town did too. They say it's dying now, and there ain't a thing we can do. I don't have to read the news, hear it on the radio, see it in the faces of everyone I know. The cost goes up, what we make comes down. What's gonna happen to our little town? summer's full of thunder, the kids run and play. Mama got a new wrinkle, Papa ain't got much to say. Rust grows along the railroad track. The young folks leave, they don't come back. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The boards go up, the signs come down. And what's gonna happen to our little town? Tom lost his farm, and we lost Tom. He left in the night, I don't know where he's gone. What he'd lost, he just couldn't face. And what we're losing, it can't be replaced. I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The reason we're here is the farms around. So what's gonna happen to our little town? We've seen hard times many times before, and maybe this whole thing is just one more. It never was perfect, maybe no one's to blame. To see it die like this, it's a goddamn shame. And I don't have to read the news or hear it on the radio. I see it in the faces of everyone I know. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. What's gonna happen to our little town?
Yeah, that was Greg Brown with Our Little Town. And before that we heard Fast Food by Jim Gaffigan. And we started off with Blue Ridge Cabin Home by David Grisman, the late John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. I don't know how many of them are still alive. But anyway, on we go with North Wind by the Weeping Willows, and also the Song of the Thrush Nightingale, which is possibly my favorite bird, although I've been, because I listened one night and it kept singing all night. The song kept changing the whole time. Wow. Anyway, the Nightingale. And Symphony Number 1 in D, Opus 25, the Classical by Enrique Batiz, music Prokofiev. And let's see. Well, if it goes that far, which I think it won't, but we might get to Waterfall by Samate. So here's a start to that.
I have traveled too long. All the memories have gone. Take me home till the north wind blows. I am crying in shame. Keep me sheltered from the rain. Take me home till the north wind blows. And I'll hold you till you close your eyes. And I'll kiss you, keep your dreams alive. Don't you wait up for me. One day soon I'll leave, but I'm home till the north wind blows.
Thank you.
Waterfall by Samate, the Symphony No. 1 by Enrico Batiz, and